Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on the entirety of the universe ever to be invented ever. I'm your host, FPS Diesel, as always, along with the two other boys, Wild Spatins.
Hi.
And Quite.
That's a really long pause.
I had to catch my breath. That was like, the fastest I've spoken.
But we want to announce our new podcast, the Waiting for Diesel to Finish Eating His Food podcast. It's never going to go public, but it's going to happen every time before we record a new episode of Loud Mouse.
So just know when you're listening to this, Diesel ate food before we recorded. Just know that.
Usually most every podcast I eat dinner right before, but that's because I'm working and I don't want to eat while I'm working.
He puts meat in his mouth when he eats.
That's because I ate chicken. That's what I mean.
He puts meat in his mouth.
Yeah, that's just, we need more of that on the podcast, clearly.
Meat.
Venom.
Okay, Diesel, take it away.
I mean, I don't really. You wanted me to put this here, but
yeah,
Smash
I did.
Bros.
Take
comes
it away
out next week.
Yes,
I feel like we've talked about this every episode.
We have, because it's Smash Bros. What else would we talk about? Smash Bros. Is amazing.
Something that's not Smash Bros.
Well, we can't talk about something that's not Smash Bros. I want Smash Bros. It comes out next Friday. I'm gonna play it. That is all.
I'm gonna play it when it comes out. You said
I'm
you
gonna
could
be too
it,
cheap
right?
to buy it.
Yeah, you can preload it now.
Okay, did you hear, like, a fuck ton of stuff got leaked?
Yeah, because they could preload.
Yeah, I've
the entirety of the soundtrack got leaked.
I've been intentionally avoiding all of it, but, like, fuck, dude. It made me
sad.
Yeah,
the entirety of the soundtrack got fucking leaked.
I remember,
like,
Sakurai said the reason he didn't want to make another Subspace Emissary was because people could fucking put it on a YouTube, like, all the cutscenes and shit. And now all the cutscenes for the story mode in this have just gotten straight up leaked before the game's even out. Epic.
Whoops.
It's great.
I don't even know how that happens. Holy shit. Nintendo's usually pretty good at that.
They messed up with them letting you preload the game like a month in advance. Like, they open preloads really early and it's only like a 16 gig game. They should have done it like this week, I think. Because, like, I could have preloaded it like 2 weeks ago. So, basically, it took them like 2 weeks to crack it.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, it's the same thing happened with Pokemon Let's Go, Eevee and Pikachu as well. Like, that got leaked. The entire roster for Smash 4 got fucking leaked before it got released. Like, this happens more than you'd think.
I mean, we already know, like, pretty much
we know
all
the roster, but it's, like, somebody,
so.
Like, so much shit on, like, Nintendo games have, like, gotten dropped beforehand, and it makes me sad.
Sad gamer.
It reminds me of, like, that fucking, back in, like, 2015, Earl Sweatshirt was trying to do a surprise album release for, his, like, second album, I think it was. And, like, his label, completely fucked up, and they, like, accidentally announced, like, you could pre-order it a week in advance, and he was so fucking pissed. So he just, and I felt really bad for him, because he was trying to do, like, that whole meme, but it's, like, he dropped an album recently, it's really fucking good.
Was it a surprise?
No, it wasn't a surprise album. Like, we knew it was coming this time, but, like, it's only, like, 24, 25 minutes long, and it's really fucking solid.
That's good, at least.
Yeah. It's a call. Do you see my profile picture?
Yeah. Can I understand what it is?
That's
definitely
the album
not.
Cover.
That's the album cover?
That's the album cover.
Oh, that's a total meme.
And the name of the album is Some Rap Songs.
And yeah, it's just some rap songs.
And the whole thing is, like, a bit depressing. Like, the
I
album
love
itself.
Depressing things.
The album itself is pretty fucking dark. Like, and it's like, I think Fantano said it, but it's like, Earl's just so, just can't be fucked so much that, like, he just can't even give this album a proper name.
Yeah, just some rap songs.
He's like, he's just so fucking, like, depressed. Like, I can't even be asked. Like,
damn. That's basically better than damn, honestly.
I'm giving it a damn out of 10. I'm feeling a light to strong damn.
Goddamn, damn, damn.
People were so upset he gave that an 8.
He gave damn a 7.
He gave damn a 7, oh my god.
That's why people were pissed.
But 7's not bad. I don't think
7's not
bad.
But I mean, like, Kendrick is, like, an 8 artist at least to a lot of people. And personally, I would have given damn an 8.
Well, there's tons of artists where people are like, well, that's totally, like, an 8 artist. It's totally, like, a...
Well, the thing is, though, have any of them been as consistent as fucking Kendrick, is the question.
I I don't know. I mean, like, at least we can all agree Imagine Dragons is shit. But
but yeah, that's not that hard. From all the reviews, like, before before fucking damn, like, Fantano gave Section 80 an 8. He gave Good Kid, Mad City a 9. He gave to T-Pab a 10. And he gave fucking Kendrick Lamar's, like, Untitled and Mastered, like, all the B-sides. He gave that an 8. And he gave Damn a 7, which is why it was a surprise. Because, like, he'd never, the lowest he'd ever given fucking Kendrick before was an 8.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, he stays true to his, like,
opinions,
on music, at least.
Yeah, like, he's honest about him, which, like, I appreciate. Like, I disagree with his damn review, but, like, it's fair, I think.
Damn! I've seen, there's, like, what is it, Pitchfork? They'll, like, write music reviews, and they're totally just following trends or being, like, contradictory for the sake of getting clicks on their articles. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
The thing is, though, I feel like a lot of, like, websites that review shit, it's like, the reviews aren't coming from the same person. So that so whoever's reviewing an album might not have the same listening tendencies or preferences as someone else who reviewed the same album or a different album by the same artist. Where with Anthony, like, across all genres, across all albums and artists, like, the same guy is reviewing albums. So, like, we know what kind of preferences he has, and we know how to adjust those and, like, mitigate them with our own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of why it's so easy. It's, like, that's why it's really easy for me to see how he's, like, become most relevant music reviewer ever.
Internet's busiest music nerd, best teeth in the game.
You want to know the internet's busiest music nerd? Fucking UMG. They're watching all the TikTok videos and claiming all the fucking TikTok videos.
That was an amazing segue that I just ruined, but I have to commend you for that.
Fucking, they're fucking great. Christ. I love UMG. They're amazing.
They've only gotten one of my fucking TikTok videos, but Brandon got claimed like 5 different times on his.
So I made one fucking TikTok video, and they claimed that one TikTok video 5 different fucking times. And like, as I was like disputing claims, like more were coming through. So these people were watching my video real time and like fucking listening for music that they like own rights to just to fucking claim it. And it's like all the clips are in 20 seconds and like there's talking over all of them. It's just background for the fucking TikTok. It's obviously fair use, but they're like, no, it's not fair use. UMG
is really interesting because it's very clear that they're going around looking for TikTok videos and claiming them deliberately. Both of my TikTok videos were claimed by them. And manually? I appealed that claim.
Mine got claimed manually within the first 3 hours of being posted. So fucking stupid.
Yeah, mine got manually claimed, and I was like, all right, not the first time it's happened. I'll just appeal, and then it'll be good. So I appealed on both of them, right? Not only on the first one, they waited until time was up to write a response, and at the end of that month, they said that my appeal was invalid. And then they waited for the absolute end of the next one, and said that that one was invalid as well. And I found that really interesting, because I was like, okay, why? Because my stuff was definitely fair use, and I've only done 2 TikTok videos. And they claimed it for such a short period of time. And I had distorted the audio on purpose so their systems wouldn't pick it up. And, like...
UMG is everywhere.
they called my bluff, and they're basically saying, fucking sue us. You know, they're like, okay, bring it to court.
Nah.
And no YouTuber's gonna do that. No one's gonna appeal it again.
The thing is, though, like, that's not, when you know how, like, when you appeal a claim, it goes back to them, and it's up to them to say it's valid or not, right?
Yeah.
When it's that third one, like, that's when it has actual consequences for either side. And, like, typically that's when they back down, because, like, you could actually make a case against them.
But yeah, like, they have to...
They play off of that fear that, like, you're not going to do it, which typically...
I know, that's my issue with it, though, is that they're
playing
off that.
Even though we probably could, it's like, we don't want to risk it. But it's like, I feel like that's part of the issue, you know?
People have tried doing on that one where it's, like, sue or strike, and, like, they've released claims, and they only have 20 days to, like, show proof they're going to sue you. So...
They're probably making a decent amount of money.
They're making fucking bank! They're making thousands of fucking dollars a day off this shit. Because they're claiming every single fucking TikTok video. Compilations, like, reactions to compilations, commentary on, like, fucking TikToks. Like, they're claiming all of it. Like, they are making fucking bank. And it's totally illegal.
I feel like the only way to stop them, like to de-incentivize them, would be like when they like wait that 29-day period so they can make as much ad revenue off of it as possible without going into suing consequence territory, is when they send it back, tell us it's invalid. We then so a bunch of YouTubers actually go through with it. So they're showing, like, we show them, like, we're not fucking around anymore. But obviously, that's really fucking risky because we actually could get sued for it, even if we would come out the other side.
It's
sued
totally unlikely they will sue. That's totally fucking unlikely.
But the fear is always going to be there.
Yeah, it's like, why the fuck would they sue some YouTuber in his room when, like, they could just be like, okay, it's a couple thousand.
Yeah, but imagine if, like, hundreds of YouTubers came forward and were like, whoa, UMG, you got to fucking stop. I know, obviously, that's not going to happen because.
It would have to be incredibly coordinated to manage that.
Well, that's what a class action lawsuit is. But I don't think that would ever happen, honestly. I just don't. I don't see anybody wanting to stick their neck out like that. So it just, that won't happen. As much as I want it to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be fun. Just everyone, like, 100 signatures, fucking class action lawsuits. Like, hey, fuck you.
Epic style.
I mean, I'd argue that UMG is definitely, like, overreaching. Like,
oh, no, this is definitely not fair use. They're overreaching their rights. It's like,
like, the monetary damages associated with this, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, you could sue for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But then we'd need a lot of YouTubers to come forward. And I don't want to start that, obviously, because I'm 20 and go to college. And I don't have enough money to feed myself.
I don't think any of us want to start a revolution.
I mean,
but if someone else starts it, hey, we got your back, homie.
I just want, just like a little signing on a piece of paper that says FPS Diesel came up with this.
What if someone does all the work?
You know, like how that one guy wrote the Constitution and everyone else put their names on it?
Yeah.
Just want to be one of those guys that put my name on it.
Okay.
There we go. That's
also write it the biggest, like fucking John Hancock.
There you go.
Even though, like, he wasn't the one who wrote it.
There you go.
Who wrote the Constitution?
Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson?
I'm not
a history major.
I don't know if he wrote Declaration of Independence or if he wrote the fucking
Constitution. Oh, fuck, you're right.
Who wrote the Constitution?
I don't know my own country's history! Fuck!
Who wrote Constitution? James Madison.
What?
He wrote the document that formed the model for the Constitution.
James Madison. It was James Madison.
He wrote the document that formed the model for the Constitution. Okay.
So Thomas Jefferson did write Declaration of Independence. I know my country's history.
We're great Americans.
Yeah. I would not pass the citizen test.
I mix up which one Thomas Jefferson writes all the fucking time. Like, cut me some slack here. At least I know he wrote one of them.
Absolutely none of us would fucking pass a citizen's test.
Yeah, probably not.
No, we wouldn't.
It's stuff you all learn in high school, though. Like, you should know it.
Yeah, but, like, who remembers that?
Good point. It's not like you use it on a day-to-day basis.
No,
whenever
I
do a video where I have to look up history or shit, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I remember that from high school. Because when do you use it?
When I upload, I don't get fucking quizzed in, like, U.S. history, you know? It's like, it's not... To upload this video, you must get this test correct. It's fucking history.
That would be fucking hilarious.
That'd be awful. That'd be so shit. You want to get ads again? Have to fucking take another test? Oh my god,
I mean,
awful.
That's a better system than just, like, hope to God that it gets appealed.
Yeah, fucking, I guess so.
You have to solve my riddle, and if you solve my riddle, you may pass and make money.
Yeah, and then some of, like, the most, like, ridiculous videos will get fucking demonetized for no reason. And you're like, what? Why?
Yeah, I've had videos where it's like, okay, so I did a video on this guy who was talking about the New World Order being ran by half-human, half-demon hybrids, right? And I was proving him wrong. And then YouTube flagged that as me being a fucking nutcase who agreed with him. And I was like, this isn't me agreeing with him. And they were just like, nah, fam.
Nah, yes it is.
They said my video is fake news. Whenever they add, like, a Wikipedia article under the video, that's to combat fake news. So, yeah, that's great. Because clearly my video is about telling kids that the Illuminati is real.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it isn't. Believe it or not. Or even if it is real, they don't do anything. What do they do? Taco
Bell
commercials?
They control the government. Do they do Taco Bell commercials?
Yeah, they did the Taco Illuminati or the Bell Illuminati. Yeah.
Do they also do cranberry Sprite commercials?
Probably.
Yeah, those are pretty cursed. Anyways, cranberry Sprite, it's fucking weird.
Have either of you tried it?
No. I didn't even find out what it was until like last night, and I thought it was like an inside joke with the people I was in call with.
I think it's really weird that they're marketing it towards like being like the Christmas drink, like to replace like ciders or something.
It's like, hey, it's guys, Coca-Cola. Sprite, it's everybody. The new Coca-Cola or something.
I don't get
Isn't
it.
Isn't Sprite owned like, by Coca-Cola?
Who yes. the fuck drinks like soda at like their family gatherings for Christmas?
Why is cranberry a Christmas flavor?
I don't know.
Why?
Marketing?
Why not peppermint Sprite?
Ew.
That sounds bad. Disgusting. That just doesn't sound... The thing is, it has to sound like at least vaguely appealing. Keyword.
Yeah,
vaguely.
But like cranberry... What is holiday themed about cranberry?
It's red, I guess?
It's red. It's red.
Why not like Sprite
There's not a whole
eggnog,
lot of fruits... There's not a whole lot of fruits that, like, fucking are vague to Christmas. It's just colors. So you gotta kind of run with that.
Mistletoe.
Fuck, the mistletoe doesn't have a flavor. That's not a fruit.
I want my mistletoe Sprite, goddammit.
Eggnog Don't Sprite sounds this, fucking disgusting.
Like, that sounds
Fruitcake
awful.
Fruitcake Sprite.
Ew, no. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Gingerbread Sprite.
This is why you haven't been hired in the fucking Sprite marketing team, right?
I feel like gingerbread would just end up tasting like fucking vanilla coke or some shit.
I would eat that.
You would eat a drink, okay?
That's
I'd
not
eat
what
the
I
can.
Meant.
You just said
okay,
I would
no.
eat that.
Guys, come on. You see all those weird chip flavors
okay,
that Pringles
You said
releases?
Gingerbread Sprite.
I do not touch those weird chip flavors.
Yeah, but how do you know that they taste bad if you've never tried them?
Because they sound fucking awful.
I don't care to find out.
Who I'm is not the type of person that cares to find out, though? That's a
who
that's
the fuck buys garlic bread chips? Like, what the fuck is wrong with people who do that? Like that.
Remember when that was a meme? Good times.
Garlic bread? It's still a yeah. meme. There's still a whole subreddit dedicated to garlic bread.
Touche.
But fucking, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get my peppermint Sprite. Yeah, it sounds fucking awful.
Okay, I get that it sounds awful, but like, soda companies have done weirder. Like, this is before our time, but you know, Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi
yeah,
actually
where'd
made a
that go?
The thing is, Crystal Pepsi like made a resurgence, and it's literally just normal tasting Pepsi, but it's clear.
What? Why?
I don't know. It was the 90s, and then it came back because it was like a cult following kind of
thing. Have you seen the video where the lady drinks Crystal Pepsi and then just fucking vomits?
I saw that. No. I saw a dude doing that. I didn't see a lady doing it.
Wait, a dude and a dude. Woman did it? Damn, there must be
two
really
different videos.
Pepsi.
Two different videos.
I don't know. I'm pretty but sure it was a dude. I don't know.
It was so fucking old. The dude just like he's like, this is good, and it just fucking blows chunks everywhere.
Yeah. But I mean, like, soda companies have done weirder. I just don't...
Yeah, like
what does,
bacon.
Hold on. What does LeBron James, Sprite, and cranberries have to do with the Christmas
Dude,
spirit?
I have no
it's,
idea.
It's red. That's all it needs. It's red.
It's the thing is, there's just not a lot of other options. Like, there's no other... What other fruits can they, like, fucking name a...
Okay, you guys want to hear some fucking, like, disgusting soda flavors?
Sure, why not? Let's go for it.
Bacon-flavored soda. Candy corn-flavored soda.
I'd try candy corn. That doesn't sound
I might try candy corn.
Turkey and gravy soda.
Not!
That's out of the equation.
That's Wait, what company is this for?
This is... I found a website that just lists all these weird fucking... Okay, the turkey and gravy one doesn't even exist anymore, and it was in 2006, so it didn't last long. Bubblegum soda.
I drink that.
Wait, what soda?
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum? Maybe?
Well, it's a discounted flavor because no one fucking buys it, and
it's
probably gone now.
Discontinued, not discounted, you illiterate swine.
Oh, no, it says discontinued. You're right. Shit. Oh, my God, there was a thing called Coke 2? What the fuck? That
oh yeah, wasn't there like a
sequel
Coke?
Seriously,
they made like a formula to combat what they thought was like good or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's when they're in like heated competition with Pepsi.
Yeah, and like,
Pepsi made a thing called Pepsi Wild Sponge.
Wild Sponge?
No,
wild
bunch.
Wild
bunch.
Punch. Punch.
Wild bunch.
Bunch.
Bunch?
What does that mean? What's that supposed to taste like?
That makes infinitely less sense than sponge or punch.
Spudge doesn't make any sense.
So Pepsi also apparently made a yogurt flavored Pepsi.
Yeah, that's not happening, bud.
No, they are. Apparently, they made it, and then like it didn't sell.
Really?
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
It's just like even if it's good, it's not very marketable. Like,
it's called Pepsi White.
Pepsi White.
Yeah. Black garlic soda.
Black garlic.
Brussels sprout soda.
No.
Yeah. Who? What?
Easter Peeps flavored soda. So like those like.
So
peeps.
It's flavored like Peeps.
Yeah.
Like the marshmallow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll
this is
that.
Unrelated.
That
and like,
good.
We'll get, like I just want to mention. Do you guys remember Swedish Fish Oreos?
No.
Excuse me? Oh wait, that, no. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That was fucking weird, dude. That was like, God, what even fucking was that?
Those are fat boy snacks right there.
Apparently, they weren't even good.
You want to hear a skinny boy snack in Japan?
What?
Sure.
Red bean Pepsi.
What? Oh, that actually probably isn't that bad.
What is
red bean paste is pretty sweet.
Ice cucumber Pepsi.
Bad. Ice cucumber I can see as well.
Ice cucumber? Just drink fucking cucumber juice, loser.
Alright, that was the end of the list.
I get why those would be like good flavors in Japan, though. Especially the red bean paste. That's
I guess. Yeah, I guess I can see in the context of Japan that makes more sense.
Probably wouldn't sell over here.
Hey, Wild Spartans, if you believe the system misclassified your video, you can appeal. It should get reviewed soon then. It's hard to give an exact time frame, but the review team will get to it as soon as they can.
Yeah,
ass. I was just complaining that it got demonetized 3 hours after I fucking published it, and I had a test upload with the exact same metadata and exact same fucking captions up for like 8 that was totally fine, and this one got fucked. So stupid.
Didn't you have a tweet that you sent to Team YouTube and they didn't like respond?
Never responded. They still haven't fucking responded. Like they
really
they
that one's months old.
Yo, I was like, I feel like this video. Like I know it's been like, wait, what the fuck? Now it's what the fuck? Hold up. Okay, that was weird. It was telling me. So just for a second, it was telling me the fucking video that was like, it was telling me it was like requested for review. Anyways. This one video got, like, confirmed a manual review demonetized, and I was like, that's not right. This video is, like, totally mundane. And then, like, I was like, hey, can you guys review this again, even though it was already reviewed? And they're like, we'll have somebody get to that. And I was like, okay, thanks. A week later, hey, what's up? And they're like, ah. And 2 weeks later, hey, what's up? No response.
Do you guys remember, like, early, do you guys remember, like, really early this year when I was, like, struggling to get monetization? Like, I fucking, like, made a public tweet at YouTube, like, listen, it's been, like, half a year since my fucking application got sent in. Please approve me for monetization. And
yes,
fucking,
I
like,
remember.
I think it got over, like, 1 or 2K likes. It got, like, a fuck ton of attention. Like, and YouTube never responded. Bricks. Of course,
yeah.
I'm monetized now, but.
Nah, fucking YouTube. Oh, my God. When it comes, like. Their department for that is so fucking shit. Like, just, like, stop demonetizing the videos after they go up. Like, please.
Like, if they're public...
They
demonetize if they're public,
them before they go public.
If they're public like, and they're green, like, I don't know what to say.
Like, if they go public and they're green, keep them fucking green, asshole! Like, Jesus. It's like, if I wanted to fucking not make money off my video that I posted, I'd just fucking not monetize it to begin with. Fucking dumb. God. Anyways, baking soda probably really sucks.
Baking soda in your soda?
No, bacon soda.
Bacon
soda? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
This is unrelated, but, like, Henry found this fucking Twitter account forever ago, and I think it mirrors an Instagram account, but it's I Eat Photos of Dwayne, and it's an account dedicated to eating a picture of The Rock every single day until he eats a picture of the dude who eats a picture of The Rock every day.
That can't be healthy.
I don't know. Maybe.
Eating all that ink? That
just
can't be
paper.
Healthy.
I mean,
the ink is not, yeah.
But it's like, I remember like, it was like a couple months, like a month or and a half or something. It was a while ago since I last saw him on my timeline. And like, he probably kept posting on Instagram, but like today he just posted 30 videos of him eating pictures of The Rock. Like, like in the space of 2 hours, because like he was just catching up on Twitter. I was like, fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That can't be fucking healthy though. Like that can't be healthy to eat all
that. Well,
then
obviously the future president of the United States, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, must eat a picture of him
if you guys want to follow this account, it's at Eating Dwayne. It's I Eat Photos with Dwayne. It's a great account. Personally, I love it. But, like, it's
Are
the
sure
most...
it's not your account?
It's definitely not mine. Like, fucking Christ. I ain't got no mouth, fool.
Speaking of a Twitter account, so I've been doing research for a Filthy Frank video about, like, his career, right? And you guys know who Dade is?
No.
D-A-D-E. Yeah, he's a...
I think you've heard of it?
Bald guy. Bald, covered in chocolate sauce. This
Dade?
Yeah. Dade.
It's Dade!
Excuse me. Fuck, everybody's gonna yell at me. I just did the recording and sent it to my editor. Oh, man, that's gonna bite me in the ass. Whatever. Anyway...
Wait, is this for school or something?
No, I'm doing a video on this. What's
his
name?
You had like an editor,
Dade?
So I was confused.
Yeah, I had to bring on an editor for this one, but so Dade has been posting on Twitter pictures of him covered in caramel sauce, and I'm like, that's really strange.
That's hot.
So I look into it, right, and Dade is making a spiritual successor to the Filthy Frank show based in the lore set forth by Frank previously.
Can you link me his Twitter?
It's at Bald Internet Man.
That's a great at. I love it.
So he's been posting little like bits and pieces of like this thing he's working on, and it's really interesting because apparently him and a couple of the other former members of Frank's like group are like carrying it on.
That's sick.
But there's like a video where he's like screaming coming out of a hole covered in caramel sauce.
I'm afraid
some of these images.
I'm cautiously excited, I guess, because like I feel like a spiritual successor could work since it has some of the old people, but I feel like it was Joji's fucking direction that made it what it was, considering he was the majority of everybody on the show.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how he's doing this now. He's also a musician as well, but I find it very interesting that he's carrying it on as if he had, like, I don't know, I guess he really either liked the character or wants clout. Either way, I'm kind of interested to see what he does with it. But if he doesn't, like, take care to, like, manage that awful, awful lore, I don't know what the hell he's gonna do.
If I were him, I would have started from like ground up with like a similar concept. I wouldn't have tried to work off of something pre-existing.
Well,
like,
apparently,
I would have kept. If I were him, I would have kept it purely spiritual.
Apparently, the theming is that this isn't Dade. This is like a relative of him from another dimension, and it's basically him trying to hide from the forces of Chin-Chin. Or that's what it seems like. So Dade's trying to adjust to society so they don't find him being a caramel-loving freak. So the way it looks is it looks like it's going to have a little bit more sophisticated humor, but still try and, like, tap into the Filthy Frank gross-out shit. It's very strange. I have no idea what he's going to do with it. He has to be very careful, but, like... I do wish him the best of luck. I'm kind of interested to see what
happens. Best of luck. I hope it works out. I'm just nervous that it won't.
I'm interested, too, but I'm also nervous, so.
I mean, the Filthy Frank kind of, like, fan base, I know it was really toxic back in the day, so, like, that's a whole can of worms he's
gonna I feel like the same people watched him, though, when, like, back in the day as they do now, or at least when he did Upload, and I feel like they kind of grew up and they started understanding things more. So
yeah.
I feel like this would have a chance.
I think it would too. It's pretty
back in the day.
Right
this had
now.
No chance. This had no chance. Fucking Joji came out and he's like, "Hey guys, I need to stop doing this so much for my mental health." And everyone's like, "Ree!" He didn't get a fucking break with that.
Nowadays, Slow Dancing in the Dark just crossed fucking 63 million streams on fucking Spotify.
Holy shit, dude!
Like, that's Slow Dancing in the Dark's legitimate fucking hit. Love it.
I have a lot of respect for Joji, man. I really do.
Like, the fucking glow up, dude. Like, he was great.
He like, is definitely what I'd consider, like, a creator. Like an actual YouTube
it's
creator.
It's like, call me a basic bitch, but I love his fucking music. Like,
no, I like his music, too. It's decent.
Like, when I went to see him in concert, I was looking around, and I'm like, man, there has to be people here who have no idea he was Filthy Frank.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, Diesel, one of my favorite fucking pastimes nowadays is going to Twitter and typing Joji and Filthy Frank in the fucking search bar. And if you go to latest, there's so many fucking tweets like it.
Are people shocked?
There are so many people who don't fucking realize, like, look at this fucking Twitter search result. It is ridiculous.
I was actually about to look it up. Thank you.
Like, look at this.
Just found out Joji was Filthy Frank. What? Oh my god, just realized Joji's Filthy Frank. Didn't realize until I Joji's Filthy Frank. 2 years since I blah, 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 blah.
I remember so when I was simultaneously watching Filthy Frank and listening to Joji, and it took me a solid month to figure out they were the same person.
Are you fucking kidding me, guys? Come on.
Diesel, fucking Joji is massive now. He is eclipsed.
I know.
He's eclipsed and well expanded beyond the audience size of Filthy Frank. Like, there's probably more people who listen to him who don't know that he was Filthy Frank than there are.
I think, like, knowing that he's Filthy Frank, though, makes the story a whole lot more interesting. And
it does.
Like, it makes it really more interesting, but it's, like, it's not as obvious to most people as it is, as it is to us. Because, like, we didn't find Joji through his music. We found him through Filthy Frank, and we're early supporters of his music because of that.
The same person that's Joji made, like, Nickelodeon Girls and Flex Like David Icke. Like,
that dude deadass made the fucking Harlem Shake. That's how it be.
Yeah, you see that in the comments of all the music videos all the time. And, I mean, you look at how his stuff has changed, and I like, it's still... Because his humor was absurdist, right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
And you still see a lot of those qualities in his music videos now, because he clearly has control over the direction of those music videos. And now it's not absurd with comedy, but it's like it's spacey and dreamlike, and it's deliberate that way. And I think it's really interesting how he's grown.
You see so many people, like, in the comments, like, they'll take, like, a 1 second clip from any music, from giving any music video, name any music video from him, and it's like, oh, I see Filthy Frank trying to get out. And I'm like, okay, I guess. But it's like, the only one I can really see it in is the fucking Can't Get Over You one, where he literally just slaps a kid's ice cream out of his hands. I love that.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Like, his videos, like, they're not as, like, fucking, like, gross out humor, but, like, they're extreme in their own way, I guess. Like, they've got a lot of, like, significant imagery, I guess, or at least
there's layers,
to be symbolic. Yeah, he tries to create layers to, like, his videos and whatnot.
Yeah, and I mean, he's also expressed the want to still do kind of, like, silly stuff, but, like, he's like, I want to make a good song, but, like, out of fart noises, but you won't be able to tell
There is, like,
he has nothing but gross out humor. Like, even when he was 14, him and his friends were, like, uploading some, like, weird gross out humor videos.
He went on, like, this fucking streak of, like, just posting shit post images again on fucking Twitter. Like, he posted this image. He posted a picture of the beans in the Coke bottle. He posted a fucking picture of a Jar Jar Binks shoe. Like, the Balenciaga Jar Jar Binks thing.
Oh my god.
Like, he just had, like, a relapse or something. Like, these were all in reply
to,
like,
a relapse. He went back to the
These
meeting.
Were all in reply to, like, 88 Rising tweets, though. Like, here's an image of a dude, like, on an Indian subway just puking. Like, Joji deadass put that on his Twitter in reply to 88 Rising. Like, every single fucking tweet, like, right after his album came out, he was tweeting that shit. Or not not after his album came out, like a couple weeks ago.
He is very interesting, because when I saw him live, I understand his music's very low-key, but compared to Rich Brian, who came out right before him, like, Joji stood there in the middle of the stage and sang, while Rich Brian gets up, sings, dances, has all this extra shit, and like, just, you can tell Joji's more of an artist than he is a performer, and I don't know, that's what I see when I see him, like, shit post like this, because he's I don't know, he's not about that.
Are you telling,
kind of mentality,
so you're saying, so you're saying, Diesel, he is expressing his artistic values through shit posting on Twitter,
through train puke.
He obviously has Beans feelings. He has feelings about mainstream music, because he expressed that in Pink Guy. Because Pink Guy satirizes a lot of trap music.
Yeah.
I forgot, like, what the quote was. I think it might have been from Joji, but he was like, Pink Guy parodies, satirizes trap music, and Joji's inspired by it. Like,
yes, that was the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
So he has feelings that almost seem conflicting in a way. But
yes.
Not exactly. I
mean,
like, it's not like they can't run parallel to each other in the same person. It's just like, if you break it down, I guess. Because I remember, like, at one point he was also like in his songs, he would talk about where's the line between serious and joke music. Like, it's all music, dumbass. I wonder if his like opinions on that have changed at all, or like any.
I don't know. He like while Filthy Frank was a character, he seemed to have very consistent opinions on like the world at large.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but have your character influence how you feel about things.
Yeah, I just wonder if, like, things he expressed back in the Pink Eye album, Pink Season days, like, if the things he said on some of those albums, like, still carry over today, or, like, to what degree?
Well, obviously, he doesn't want to put peanut butter on his balls, but,
yeah, like... it's just, like, now that he has more experience in that world, like, which I guess he used to criticize a bunch, or, like, at least parody, I wonder if he has any different emotions about it. Maybe his opinions were only strengthened by it.
That's true. It would be great to sit him down and have like a really, really long talk.
So I just wanted to ask, what exactly was your technique for putting peanut butter on your balls? I've been trying to replicate for years and I couldn't figure it out.
I tried a knife, but then I cut my ball.
If you guys go and look at the Filthy Frank channel, all the comments now are just people talking about how much they miss him and how much they love this content. It's so sweet, honestly. They're like, oh, rest in peace, Filthy Frank. It's like, we love you, we miss you, come back, blah, blah, blah.
It's sweet, but at the same time, I feel like it's almost kind of disrespectful in a way.
I get that.
How is it like, disrespectful? Enlighten me.
Because, I mean, it's the creator has shown that he's not very fond of that work anymore. Like, and they're saying, this is all we care about you for.
Like, yeah, he wants to move on to different things, and they want him to keep doing the same thing, and that was like, one of the conflicts of interest he had.
Like, I think it's fine if you're not into his new shit, but to say that he should stop these new endeavors to, like...
Oh, yeah, saying he should stop it is, like, that is disrespectful. But, like, being like, oh, yeah, we miss you, we really loved your content,
I think saying we miss you and, like, rip Filthy Frank, I don't think that's disrespectful.
No,
I think
not.
You could argue that all the shit where it's like, come back, just you shouldn't have quit or whatever. Like that stuff, I think that's what I find a little distasteful. But even then, I think it's a case-by-case thing. Like, it's really funny because Filthy Frank still gets like 1,000+ subs a day.
Damn.
I mean, I don't think Joji's totally done with comedy. I just think he's done with the Filthy Frank character.
Yeah, he said he's emerged. He's moved on from like that really fucking like absurdist shit. Like he's grown out of it.
So I went to go find some comments like that, and I click rice balls, and this is the first comment I fucking see.
Ugly. Oh, hey.
Wow, that's great. That's yeah. Someone just doesn't express like the art of. Rice balls.
Yeah, I was looking for comments like that. I just saw that.
Jesus. I guess that comes with the field, right? YouTube comments, am I right, boys?
Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm excited to see what Joji does next, because I know he's not going to just do music. I'd like to see him try some other things.
Yeah, I'd be down to see what else he does with comedy. And, like, I wouldn't be opposed to him doing a Filthy Frank thing, but, like, it's apparently very bad for his health to keep doing that. So
it's super bad for him. I'd like to see him try stand up.
Yeah, dude. Like you know, he said, he got fucking like seizures and like throat. He had throat problems over it. Like he was like literally like doctor's orders. Like you can't keep doing this kind of meme.
Yeah.
Like it's literally working against his health to keep doing it. I guess so.
Yeah, and him producing Filthy Frank content led to him like falling into depression. You know, like he felt creatively stagnant. So he, like, couldn't move on because they just wanted the same shit. So he just had to cut the umbilical cord, per se.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm excited to see where he goes next. It'll be fun stuff.
Same.
Me too.
How the fuck did we get here?
We talked about Cranberry Sprite, and then we somehow landed on...
Oh, yeah, Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, then we got to the bald guy, and then now we're here.
We need to talk about this Fallout shit, because Fallout just keeps... It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Sure. So Fallout 76 is a fucking mess. The game's a mess. But fucking canvas bag. Dude, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, this is your topic, Brandon. You're supposed to explain it.
Okay, so basically Fallout 76 has been having a really rocky launch, to say the least. yeah, very rocky. The game is very buggy. People want refunds. They're denying refunds. And there's, like, this potential of a class action lawsuit against Bethesda for refunds because, well, it's, like, the game's not as promised. It was false advertisement. So people are really angry. They should just give refunds. But also to add insult to injury, Fallout 76 had like a collector's edition with like a Fallout helmet and like a canvas bag and like a map of the game and like the game copy. And like some people purchased this. It actually sold out like within an hour of it going live. So like a lot of people bought it. And then basically they advertised a canvas bag in the advertisement for the collector's edition. And they still have it in the advertisement. They still have the fucking canvas bag. They still have it labeled as canvas bag. But Fallout 76 and Bethesda, like, they just haven't given a canvas bag. It's a nylon bag, which is, like, a significantly cheaper material, and no one wants a nylon bag over a fucking canvas bag. So, like, people are really upset, and they contacted Bethesda support. They're like, hey, this must be a mistake. I got a nylon bag, not a canvas bag. And they're all like, oh, no, that wasn't a mistake. The canvas bag was too much to make, so here's your nylon bag. And they didn't change, like, advertisements or anything or make any announcement at all. They're just like, okay, let's just give them a nylon bag and see what happens. Terrible idea, right? So that's really bad. You'd assume that after this blew up, Bethesda would be like, hey, guys, let's give them refunds. That's not what happened. Bethesda decided we're going to give them 500 atoms, right? Which in Fallout 76, 500 atoms is the equivalent of $5, which gets you a plant pot and, like, a chair. Like, that's what that gets you in the game. Or something along those lines. So it's like, It's really bad. And yeah, Bethesda's handling is fucking so poorly. I have no idea why they're handling this so bad. It's not that hard of a PR decision to be like, hey guys, we have billions of dollars, let's just give them fucking refunds. Like, what? Really? We really should. You know, this is bad for us.
You guys remember when Logic and Rick and Morty and Ninja did a fucking stream to promote Fallout 76? That was great.
No? Oh, damn. Well,
I got even more Fallout lovely news, right? So, obviously, yeah, when people requested to get refunds, they were like, no.
Yeah.
But then, they also gave out that collector's edition to influencers.
Oh, yeah, and they gave them canvas bags. With that?
They gave them canvas bags.
The free, yep. Too, yeah. So it's like, on top of that, they're giving, like, influencers all these fucking canvas bags. And it's like, hey, guys, I got the collector's edition. Look at this canvas bag. And I go buy the fucking collector's edition. They're like, what the fuck? This bag's nylon. So it's like, it's such a fucking mess. I have no idea.
And for those of you at home that have no idea what canvas is and what nylon is, a canvas bag is basically, it's kind of like, you know, the material that khaki pants are made out of. It's kind of similar to that, or like cargo shorts.
The point is, like, nylon is incredibly
easy. Nylon,
like,
is a plastic.
Nylon is incredibly cheaper than fucking a canvas bag. Like, it's cheaper
it,
material.
It,
it's
it
not
feels
as well
cheaper. It feels so much cheaper too.
It's more destructible. Like fucking
yeah.
It's flammable. Like, I mean, they're both flammable, but nylon's way more flammable.
It's not nearly as good of a material. It's way cheaper to make.
And
so, like, they
mean.
Skimped out. It's like, and they should have done more research.
Don't they usually make
nylon
out of tarps? Don't they usually make tarps out of nylon?
Yes.
Yeah.
So imagine a bag.
Material.
Imagine a bag made out of tarp.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's basically what happened. I don't know who the fuck at Bethesda thought this is a good idea. Like, I don't
Todd
know
Howard.
Who. If Todd Howard, Howard is managing the fucking PR for this shit,
he's
beyond stupid.
He's the fall guy now. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. But, like, whoever's managing PR at Bethesda is a fucking moron. This is such, like, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. Like, why would you be like, hey guys, we know we did you wrong, so here's $5 in in-game currency for this thing that you paid $200 for. Thank you for your cooperation. That canvas bag would have only cost $5.
Okay, this game, right, it needed at least 5 more months in the oven, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Todd and the team knew that, right? I'm pretty sure everyone knew the game wasn't finished before it was coming out, right? But ZeniMax, who was the publisher, is like, we gotta make that Q4 sales window, which is now the holiday season, around, like, September to November. That's when all the big games get released. So that way you can sell them on Christmas shelves. And basically, they were probably forced to put it out early, right? Which is bad, first of all, because then, you know, game's not done. But also, the aggressive marketing that ZeniMax did probably, like, they probably had no hand in it. Bethesda probably had no hand in it at all. Because that's, like, their parent company. And then Bethesda is a subsidiary of theirs, along with like Arkane Studios and a whole bunch of other people. So they probably had no control over it. Or third thing, they could have like sent it out towards a third party like marketing agency, and they could have been like, "We need to cut costs because they only gave us this much money." They're like, "Okay, where do we cut costs?" The bag. And then that's how the bag ended up being cheaper, because the marketers had to do it within a certain like amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel really bad for like the dev team who worked on this stuff, because like, have you seen the NoClip documentary on it? I think I've brought this up before.
I haven't. No.
Diesel, have you?
I haven't watched it yet.
Well, it's like, it's a really good documentary. It's like, you can tell the people who are working on the game have put like a lot of heart into it and like a lot of soul, and like, because they even went to like West Virginia to like go look at everything and fucking like figure out how they wanted the map, things like that. Like, they did a lot of work into it, and it's like they sounded really passionate when they're talking about it, and like it comes out and everyone's just like, this game's fucking shit, blah blah blah. It's like, it's just broken. Like, it should have waited longer. Like, they should have waited till next year to release it. Like they,
if they wanted to make
a
quarter four sales window, they should have gone for a 2019 release, and that way they would have had an extra year to work on it, which is well over that 5 month window that Diesel gave.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Like, who knows how much more that could have been polished?
I don't know when publishers are going to realize that like they can't keep releasing broken games. All they do is make people resent the company.
It's like Bethesda had like such a good fucking track record, even after Fallout 4 had some issues.
Okay, they didn't have a good track record. Their games have always been buggy as shit.
They've always been buggy.
Just no one cared.
They've always been buggy because they've always been fucking like even if they're buggy, they were still always like fun and functional to a degree at launch. Like, Elder Scrolls Online is like the one fucking like exception I can think of that was like pretty not widely revived, but like was less popular.
Elder Scrolls Online was done by ZeniMax Studios. It was done by a completely different group of people from Bethesda.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes more sense then. But like Bethesda's like no longer got a fucking golden cookie card anymore. Like, it's fucking gone.
No, they lost it. But like, I really don't get the whole mentality of publishers being like, we have to push the game out as much as possible, blah blah blah.
That's probably on stockholders to be like, oh shit, we need to make we want like returns on investment.
Yeah, but it's just like, look at Rockstar. They release a game of fucking like every like 6 years or something, and like every game they fucking put out does amazing.
But like, then look at all the time that their employees had to put in. I think a lot of it has to do with workflow and their, like, management sides.
Yeah.
Because I know there's lots of really shitty game producers, right? And they don't know how to budget their time with their employees appropriately, so people work, like, 100 hours, at, like, coming up to launch.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, like, you look at, like, like Rockstar, like Brandon said, like, fucking GTA 5 is the most profitable fucking piece of media ever. Period. It's made more money than any book, movie, video game, and music, anything.
Those fucking shark cards, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. Microtransactions.
Yeah, and like the game's so good, they basically get a fucking pass on the awful microtransaction system, because that microtransaction system is so shit. It's such a shit fucking system. Like, God. it's so bad. Also, the Red Dead 2 economy is also really shit. I don't remember if we talked about this at all yet, but, like, it's bad. Like, so, a good gun, like, let's say a semi-automatic shotgun, costs, like, $960, right? And that doesn't sound like a lot of money, but in Red Dead, in the story, I'm, like, towards the end of the game, and I've been, like, buying items and things like that. In the story, I only have, like, 3K, 3 or 4K.
Well, that's a lot for the time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's accurate. But that's also in the story, where you make more money. Bamman Boy posted on Twitter that he played the game for like hours, and he only made like $800 online. Like,
someone said it takes 8 hours of game time to make like 2 gold bars or whatever.
Yeah, that's like their premium currency that they're definitely gonna have microtransactions for.
Ugh.
So,
epic.
Yeah, I really wish they'd not do that, or at least make the economy a little bit better, because like the economy's really bad in the game. Like, I really wish it was way less pay to win, but it's not, so that's always fun.
You shouldn't be able to buy weapons with currency that you paid for,
like with real money.
You shouldn't be able to
no
pay
you
way
shouldn't
up through progression.
You also, in my opinion, you also like, you should also be able to play the game a reasonable amount of time and get decent things. You know? Like, you shouldn't have to pay extra money, like real currency, to get, like, oh, let's say a gun you want. Like, that's stupid. Like,
I think it should be, like, a viable shortcut, but it should also be viable to just play the game and get it.
Yeah, like, I get it. Like, they need to, like, have some kind of monetization platform in, because, like, this game's obviously going to be running for, like, 5 or 6 years, just like GTA 5. So it's, like, they need to have something there to keep people in and, like, paying for the game so, like, they make money, and I get it. But it's, like, dumb it down a little bit. Jesus Christ. It makes me not even want to touch the online. Like, I don't even want to play it. And it's, like, all it does is encourage modders to fucking come in and mod the shit of the game
and
spawn
money. And just
fucking
break the entire thing like they did in GTA 5.
Yeah, and it's, like, because it's, like, okay, in GTA, like, the big reason there was modders was because the economy was so fucking shit. Every single tutorial on YouTube is, like, how to get money, money hack. It's all about the money in the game because they make it so hard.
And then all the money hacks cause the economy to get more inflated.
Yeah, and then it makes it even harder for people who are paying or just playing, and then modders get it free. It's like, just make it less, like, just make it easier. That's it, Rockstar. Like, I don't understand why that's such a, like, a hard thing to do. It's like, get it, you want money, but it's gonna fuck them over in the long run. Guarantee it. They're gonna have so many modders in that game, especially when it's on PC. That is my opinion.
Get it all out.
Yep,
okay. That's my TED Talk, thanks.
Yeah, that is my TED Talk and why Rockstar's Online is shit a lot of the times, but it's also fun. It's complicated. Anyway, speaking of shit but also fun.
That's debatable.
Tesla. Some guy was driving a Tesla, and he was asleep, and he drove 7 miles, and a cop had to pull him over for that long. So basically, a cop was, like, driving behind this dude with the sirens on for 7 miles until he finally woke up and got pulled over because he was drunk and he was asleep in his car.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk did save his life anyway, so, you know, whatever.
Fucking yeah, now Elon's gonna add, like, an automatic, like, pullover feature for fucking police. Like, I'm calling it now.
I mean, they kind of needed that, I guess.
Yeah. Imagine your car. That's actually insane, though. Like, imagine your fucking car is all, like, well, okay, I don't know if he's gonna add that. That was, like, speculation, by the way. He didn't say anything about that. But, like, imagine if your car just, like a siren turn on, and it just, like, fucking pulls you over the road. You have no fucking choice.
Like, your car, but, like, your car's self-driving feature is so good. It just drives itself for 7 fucking miles straight.
Yeah, I mean, the self-driving in Teslas is really fucking good. Like, in the next couple of years, it's gonna be, like, nearly perfect. Like, you'd probably be able to do anything with self-driving in a couple of years. So, I'm looking forward to that. Fucking don't even have to drive if you buy a car? Shit. No more paying for a chauffeur. Just buy a fucking electric car. And you're
Brandon's
good.
Like, it's Brandon's all like, it's self-Uber time.
Yeah, it's self-Uber time. One small payment of $40,000 and you can get your own self-Uber.
Your own personal Uber?
I mean, I'm down. Honestly.
I mean, I'm down too. I mean, he talked about, like, I've talked about this before in the cast, like, a long time ago, but, like, he talked about how he wanted to make the Tesla, like, the car, something that you could, like, literally call anywhere. So, like, let's say you're at the bar with your friends, you don't have your car. Call your car. Like, he wants it to be like that.
So, the future is now.
Yeah. I can't wait to be able to fucking call my car to me. Like, just be like, it'd be like the mechanic in GTA.
It's fucking Batmobile, bro. It's the Batmobile.
I'm so shit at parking. I just want a car to park for me. That's it.
Can the Tesla park for you?
I think it can, actually.
I think it can, too. I'm not exactly sure.
I feel
sure,
like,
though.
That would be, like, a pretty basic feature to have at this point.
I think it can. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't want to accidentally ding, like, some grandma at the grocery store, so.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this shit. Quite. Let's go.
Okay, oh, yeah. So this is
nothing about this.
So Deji and KSI are having, like, a public kind of private family feud. So I'm sure you guys noticed, like, at least in some passing fashion, the fucking diss tracks that have been going around. So,
no.
Okay, so not even in some passing fashion.
I haven't noticed it at all.
Okay, so Randolph, who is essentially one of KSI's really good friends, but also his cameraman, made, like, he did, like, a meme on one of the Sidemen channel videos where he said that Deji had a dead channel as a joke, and Deji got really fucking in his feelings about it, so he made a whole video about why Randolph was a fucking KSI's bitch or whatever. So he makes a diss track on Deji, then Deji, in his response track, he claims that KSI paid for fucking Randolph's wedding, and he shows KSI's bank statements that prove that, which means that fucking KSI's parents let Deji into his fucking bank statements to show that, and KSI wasn't happy about it. And fast forward to Randolph's response to that diss track, he says that Deji got a girl pregnant and then aborted it. And then Deji says that was he didn't do that. The only person in his family who's done that is KSI. And now KSI is really fucking pissed because Deji's leaked like public information and shit. Like personal information. Really
how
publicly.
The fuck do your parents have access to your bank account to get statements?
I'm guessing that they manage his funds in some way.
That's kind of weird because they're
is
like
weird.
Grown adults.
Yeah, that is weird, because, like, my parents can't get my fucking statements. Like, I'm 18, they can't grab my shit, they need, like,
I mean,
all my
but, like, some, I know some YouTubers who, like, they employ their parents after they're done, because they, like after
yeah.
they make it big, they
you're
employ
right.
their parents. Because, like, they just want to, like, be able to take care of them, kind of meme. Like, I'm pretty sure KSI paid off his parents' mortgage, like, when, like,
Yeah, but, like, how real is this?
This seems like bullshit.
Like, I thought so at first, I genuinely thought so at first, but it's, like... It's pretty deep shit. Like, if one of them makes a diss track on the other, then that's definitely fake. But so far, nothing like that.
Yeah, but someone's been going
like,
back
they're
and
not,
forth with diss
track. Like,
yeah, well,
literally,
I
like...
this is all clout-chasing drama. This is
like,
nothing.
listen. If you go to their Twitters, they're physically not talking about it. It's literally just vague subtweets, and they haven't tweeted since.
Do they really need to talk about it? Because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's like... Ah, fuck.
After the Logan Paul KSI fight, I just cannot give a shit about any of this anymore.
I don't either. I don't think this is real.
I don't think it's real. I don't trust them. I don't care.
I mean, he's done this shit before. He did, like, the Sidemen thing, or he's like, I'm leaving the Sidemen. Like, everyone thought that was real. Like,
I mean, you guys know how I feel about the KSI Logan Paul fight already, so.
Everybody's like, Todd Howard, it just works. KSI, I just do works. Like,
I just do the aborts.
I just aborts.
yeah, but if one of them makes
yeetus,
a diss track, it's definitely
fetus.
Fake. If one of them makes a diss track, it's definitely fucking fake, but...
I mean, like...
I don't know, man.
They've been going... Like, someone's been going back and forth with diss tracks. Who has the most subs? KSI. Look, okay, so it makes more sense to have Deji and the other guy do diss tracks back and forth and use
KSI. KSI was going with some random... KSI's going at it with a fucking random-ass YouTube rapper. That shit's, like, completely out of nowhere.
What if he's friends with them?
They're not. Like, they've physically never spoken.
How do you know that?
Good guess.
Guys, like, these kind of channels, I equate
physically.
Them to being, like,
keyword physically.
Kim Kardashian and, like, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right? Because it's like they have the, like, it's like the real-life drama. But everybody knows that, like, Kim and all of them, like, after the cameras stop rolling, none of that shit matters. Same thing with Jersey Shore.
What if it does, though? Like, what if, like, their family's actually that dysfunctional and we all just
think
but
it's
fake because it's so
look at
outrageous.
The history with, like, this kind
of reality TV.
Entertainment. Yes.
Yeah, it's all fake because it makes
don't
sense to make it fake. It makes more sense to make it fake because you have more control over what happens and you can make shit up. And if it's real, it's like that's actual damage you can be done. And it's like if it's fake, you have control and damage control. It makes a lot more sense to fake it.
You can control the narrative when you come up with the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, but in the Randolph diss track, he deadass called Deji a pedophile, so.
What else is new, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Paul filmed a dead body. The only way it's going to get any worse is if someone, like, shoots someone on, like, a YouTube live stream. Like,
you know what? If KSI shot him, I'd be like, that's real. But he shot.
How is he going to shoot him? He's in the UK.
He goes to America and they shoot him? Duh.
Yeah. Like, I've slowly been phasing out, like, covering any of, like, that kind of sphere of YouTube content. Because it's just like, yeah, well, if they're just being dicks, I don't care if you're just a dick. You need to do a little more.
You encourage people to shoot people?
You've got to be a dick.
Man.
Wait, Diesel's like, you got to be a dick with a plan.
You got to be... You can't just be a dick.
You gotta
be
a
little
dick
bit more
on a mission.
Dick. Come on, shoot someone, stab someone.
Honestly, at this rate, I'm waiting for that because, like everybody talks so much beef, but then everybody's just like, "We're gonna have a boxing match." It's like,
yeah, dude,
okay.
I can't wait for your next video title. KSI shoots Deji.
KSI shoots his brother. Fucking Christ.
It's just all like, it's like.
Think about how good of a story that would be, though.
It'd be like, shoots his brother. Like, it'd just be like that.
Like, shoots his brother. No, demonetization. It has to be puts an end to his brother or something like that. The no. end of KSI's
KSI. KSI pew pew his brother.
God. I don't know. Quite. I think it's fake.
I think it's fake.
I'm waiting to find
and
out.
And then if it's real, you know, well, you know, God bless them. Hope they
your profile work picture speaks to me as disappointment. Maybe I don't know why. Mine. Yours. Diesel's just looks depressed and angry.
Mine is literally just Earl Sweatshirt's album cover.
I know. I don't know why. It looks like you're disappointed.
Yeah, it looks like I'm disappointed.
Yeah, like in the AVI, it's like, I imagine this year, it's like, you're disappointed. And then Diesel's like staring me down, like, into my soul. And I'm looking at Diesel. With
you know
my with
up.
My monster nose and my Squidward, literally monster. Because it's a monster.
Give me a second. I gotta find that, Brandon. I gotta find this whole image again. It's really fucking funny. I love it.
An image of a hole?
No, this. This.
Nice. Thank you. For-
I wonder how many tries it took him to get that fucking picture.
It looked like this fucking Jeff the Killer in that picture.
Like, yeah, how many times did he have to fling his phone and take a picture at the same time?
It was easier to fling his phone than to commission someone to fucking make it or something.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much concludes the episode.
Yeah, let's wrap up.
That concludes the final episode of the Lab Mouse Podcast.
No.
God damn it, not again.
No way! We're
we won't be coming back until someone shoots someone. God damn it! Just kidding.
This podcast is over. This podcast is over until one of the Olatunji brothers is dead. That was a joke. Please don't kill each other.
That was a joke. Please don't commit a felony.
Yeah,
please,
no, we'll be uploading Saturday. Don't kill someone.
Don't worry.
Okay, and the episode quite.
Thanks for watching this episode of the Lab Mouse Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and you can only find us on YouTube, no one else. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LabMouse_. Oh my god.